North Korea made some choices yesterday, withdrawing from ongoing talks on nuclear disarmament. Then North Korea expelled nuclear inspectors and announced a plan to restart its nuclear reprocessing facilities. We're going to talk about this morning with David Sanger of the New York Times, who's written extensively about North Korea's nuclear program. Welcome to our program.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Why would North Korea change its policies now?
Well, in some ways, Steve, it is not a change of policy. It is replaying an old movie. They went through this exact same dance in 1992 when they were faced with similar sanctions. Again, they threw out the inspectors and at that time withdrew from the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. What's important, Steve, though, is that this time they're doing it on a different plateau, because during the Bush administration, while the U.S. was spending its time focusing on Iraq, in fact, in the very months that we invaded Iraq, they went off and seized out of inspected stockpiles the nuclear fuel that they needed to make about 6 to 8 nuclear weapons. And they went off and reprocessed that in January, February, and March of 2003, just as our troops were on the other side of the world. So now we're facing a situation in which they already have 6 or 8 weapons or the fuel for them, and make it more.
Should we be even more worried because this comes after North Korea did a missile launch that was billed as an attempted satellite launch?
It was billed as a satellite launch. I think everybody understood that they are trying to work out their missile technology. And let's face it, their launch was a failure. That satellite is not spinning around the Earth right now. It's somewhere in the bottom of the Pacific. That's the good news. The concern about North Korea has never really been that they would launch an attack that had a return address. They value regime survival. The concern here is instead that they would sell their nuclear technology. And you'll recall that about 2 years ago, the Israelis bombed a nuclear reactor secretly in Syria, and they did so on pretty strong evidence that it was built by North Koreans on a North Korean design.
Well, Mr. Sanger, we've just got a few seconds here, but I'm curious if you think that because of this, if this is more than a negotiating tactic, if the world is farther than ever from getting North Korea to denuclearize.
You know, I've always been in that camp of skeptics about denuclearization in North Korea. A book I published recently called The Inheritance, at the end of this, I basically come to the conclusion that the North Koreans are not going to give up their one card here. This is the only thing they have to play. Without nuclear weapons, we would remember them mostly on World Food Day. And they recognize this.
Mr. Sanger, thanks very much.
Thank you.
David Sanger of the New York Times. And by the way, North Korea today, Wednesday in North Korea, is celebrating the birthday of its late founding father, Kim Il-sung, amid the international criticism of its latest actions.